I'm making my way through cities and towns, just trying to lose myself in skylines and forget that I lost my mind when I couldn't hold her.
Hey, this is Pirate RC, and I'm downtown in San Diego at House of Blues with Brendan from Valencia. How you doing, Brendan?
Very good. Drinking some Jamba Juice. Feel good.
That's good. What boost did you get?
I went for the soy protein.
Nice.
It's pretty good.
You know what I've been through. I've got this off track set. My where everything is fine. If I know I got a ticket to the other side. And I'll breathe you in tonight. I'll find my own way home. You know I'll be fine.
Drove in from Vegas today, right?
Yep. Yeah, we were in Vegas last night. It was pretty interesting. It was our first time ever playing there.
So how's the tour been for you in general? Because your drive, that's probably a short drive for you, really, compared to what some of them have been.
Yeah, we've had some long ones. I mean, we drove one night from Portland to San Francisco, which was like 11 hours. And one was like Denver to Pocatello, Idaho, which was like 12 hours overnight. It's just like crazy. But and then in 2 days, we're driving from Tucson to Oklahoma, I think, which will be 16 hours.
Jeez.
So
is there, like, who drives? Do you guys just take turns, or is there one person who's just the horrible driver and you can't deal with
it? We call George the king of the road. He's the worst driver, but he's, you know, he's getting better. He's all right. But everybody drives pretty much, except for our merch guy. He doesn't have his license, so we don't let him do that.
That's pretty good then.
Mm.
So has there been a certain fast food place or something you've stopped at, or are you guys trying to keep it healthy on the road?
We try to keep pretty healthy. A lot of us, like, bring our own food and, like, make stuff on the road, and I don't know. I like fast food a lot too much, but I try to stay away from it because it's, you know, hard on tour.
Yeah, for sure. So what's been the coolest place to play so far for you guys?
On this tour specifically?
Even in general, yeah.
In general. Well, on this tour, Seattle, I think, was the best. And because it was our first, like, really good show in Seattle. Like, we've played Seattle before, but it's always, like, kind of weird and small or something goes wrong. But this was, like, the first time it was really good there. And, I mean, in general, Philadelphia, which is our hometown, is always the best.
You get the biggest crowd there. And
yeah.
And most people singing along.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's cool. So you guys actually do a pretty good job of blogging while you're on the road in general, especially with the photo blog. And who handles the photo blog mostly?
I do one, and George does one, our bass player. And I also am starting a podcast as well.
Oh, cool.
And I do, like, video updates and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, we try to keep, you know, everybody informed as much as possible.
Yeah, and what kind of camera are you shooting on, just in case anyone wants to know?
I have a Nikon D8 that I go for.
So did you blog before this, like, in general, or because you actually write quite a bit too, it seems like.
Yeah. No, for the most part, I haven't, you know, before this, but, you know, I've been taking pictures and doing videos like that for a long time, so just now it's up on the internet to see.
Yeah, which it's a lot easier to do anything now with the internet being the way it is.
Exactly, yeah.
So quick. So do you tend to write the songs, or the band is the one who likes lyrics?
It's pretty much a collaborative thing. You know, one of us will come with an idea and we'll, you know, work from there, or one of us will have a whole song written and we'll just, you know, flesh it out. Or it's everybody has their own little input in it, you know.
How is this band? Because all of you guys kind of came from different bands and different backgrounds. How is this band been for you chemistry-wise, and why is it seem to be working, I guess, compared to other bands?
I think it's just because, you know, we were in the other bands and it just wasn't working, you know, and we kind of, you know, had played with each other and knew who from each band was, you know, the best and who was going to work best with us, and, you know, we kind of planned it out so it wouldn't, you know, it was foolproof almost, so
yeah.
it worked out, you know, how we had planned, and it's been working out since then, so we're excited about it.
So did you guys start out just kind of jamming together and seeing how it worked out? And
I actually kind of started, like, the bass player from my band quit, and I got George to come, and then he was like, and we only had one guitar player at that point, so he brought along JD, you know, who's the guitar player in his band, and then, you know, eventually we needed a new drummer, and we got Max, a new singer, and we got Shane, and just kind of all came together, like, you know, naturally like that.
Yeah, I do notice that, like, in your songs too, like, Shane's the lead, but then you guys do harmonize quite a bit and work with that. I mean, do you like kind of experimenting with what you can do with your voices, or is it more just, are you guys trying to focus on instruments at this point?
No, I think, you know, we like to play and sing and do everything we can as much as possible. You know, we don't like to do that, leave one person to do everything or whatever. You know, we like to, you know, learn new things and try new things all the time. So
on the newest album, what's your favorite song? Just if any fans want to know what your favorite song
is. My favorite song is Carry On, which is, I think it's the fifth song. It's like the slow ballad-y song. It's it's just kind of an accomplishment because we had been trying to write a ballad song since we started playing in a band, and it always came out like kind of contrived and, you know, not right. And this was the first time it actually worked.
I'm just trying to be honest when I say my body's feeling tired.
Even when your subject is kind of maybe not, I wouldn't say sad, but just like not really necessarily like something that's upbeat, your songs tend to still have like a more driving rhythm and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know?
Even in the lyrics, we kind of try and keep like, you know, like more of a positive spin on things in general, even if it's like a, you know, a mellow subject or a sad subject.
Right.
You know?
So the band name Valencia, I actually grew up in Valencia, but California, right?
Oh, okay.
So, and that's one thing that caught my eye just when I first saw your band name, and then I started listening to you guys and all that. So how did you guys come up with the names? I know it's Valencia, Spain, right?
It's from the city in Spain. It's kind of, it was just like at the time we were learning about it, I think the history of Valencia, Spain, and it kind of like, you know, vaguely followed what we were doing, and it was kind of like, you know, changing and all these different things, and just kind of just sounded cool and felt right, and the history of town was kind of cool, and we, you know, just, it stuck, you know.
Yeah, just went with it?
Yeah.
So what bands are you personally influenced by, and then what, or even soloists, and then what bands do you feel like you guys are influenced by just as a group?
I mean, everybody has, you know, different influences in the band. Like, I listen to a lot of, like, I listen to a lot of, like, older stuff, like, you have Bob Dylan shirt on. I listen to a lot of Bob Dylan. So does George, actually. I listen to, like, Neil Young and, like, the Beatles and that kind of stuff. But I also listen to a lot of, like, indie rock kind of stuff and, you know, even pop music, too. But my favorite band is actually Radiohead. I really love them a lot. But musically, as a band, I mean, I think we sound similar to, like, Saves the Day or, you know, Movie Life, or those kind of bands that, you know, we grew up listening to as well in high school and stuff like that. But I mean, it comes from there, and it comes from what we listen to. It's all over the place, you know.
Yeah.
Different influences everywhere.
So when did you get into music as far as you playing it?
I started playing guitar in like middle school, and then I started playing drums in like fourth grade almost. It was like way back, and then I was in the jazz band playing drums. Needed a guitar player because no one played guitar, so I just volunteered and started to teach myself how to play guitar and learning all the different chords and stuff like that for jazz, and then I kind of got into, you know, playing along to my favorite songs, and that's kind of how it just, you know, went from there.
Do you remember the first time you actually played live in front of people, like your first performance?
Yeah, it was a high school, like, lock-in thing, you know, like a sleepover at the high school, and like they had our band play, and it was like a bunch of weird high school nerds in pajamas we played for. It was pretty funny.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So I like to ask a couple other questions just about your first, like, musical influences. So do you remember the first album you bought that you actually can say you had a say in purchasing and listening to?
Yeah. I think it was Weezer's Blue album was probably my first album that I bought. It was on tape. I think that was the first one that I, you know, was like specifically like, Mom, I want to go buy this, you know, and I like this song and I want to go check out this album, and I bought it.
And then what was the first concert you attended?
I don't know. I think I had been to other concerts like with my parents, but I think it was, might have been Dave Matthews Band. I don't know. It's kind of embarrassing to say, but they're, you know, talented musicians, a good band. And when I was like pretty young, I liked them a lot.
Yeah, no, believe me and my friends, every summer that was our deal.
Oh, okay.
Like, every summer, Dave Matthews. So, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, do you have, like, a favorite band to see live now? I mean, you said Radiohead's your favorite band, but is that...
That's probably my favorite band to see live.
Too.
They're amazing. Also, Muse was really amazing when I saw them live.
Yeah, I've heard they just have an incredible chemistry on
stage. It's insane, yeah. It's just a three-piece, and it sounds like there's, you know, it's huge. It's insane.
So, what's your dream venue to play, or your dream, like, city to play in, I guess, even?
I don't know. We've pretty much been, you know, to all the cities that I wanted to play. We're going to Australia, which is going to be cool. I mean, I'd love to do mainland Europe. We haven't done that yet. And obviously, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
You know, everyone wants to play there, but I don't know. You know, who knows if you'll ever do that, but it'd be cool to do.
And if you could be with any headlining band, like, I know Bayside's cool, but, like, if you chose one of the big bands who would play at Madison Square Garden right now, you know? Like...
I don't know. I mean, we could obviously say anything we wanted, but a tour that we'd fit on, that's hard to say. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean... I guess, you know, Fall Out Boy does that kind of stuff, but I mean, we would probably fit on that, I guess. I don't know. But, I don't know, something like that. Something big like that. I can't think of anything right now off the top of my head.
Yeah. But. All right, cool. Well, I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, no
good
problem.
Good luck with the show tonight.
Yep.
And since we are pirate pods, we like to ask if you do know a pirate joke, or can you just give us, like, an R kind of...
I'll do a pirate joke. I don't.
Okay.
It's probably done a lot, but...
It's okay.
What was the pirate movie rated?
PG. I'll let you do it.
Yeah, PG-13.
Right. Or it was R.
Yeah, but that's been done, so you change it to... Yeah,
exactly.
You got it. Anyway.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
Cool, thanks for having me. So let me first start off by saying how hard